Listen up, team. If we're going to talk about what truly separates peak performance from preventable breakdown, we have to get one thing straight. True mobility, not passive flexibility, is the absolute foundation of your triathlon success and your long-term durability. The data backs this up. We're looking at 72% of all triathlon injuries happening on the run, and 90% of you will face at least one lower extremity issue within your first two seasons. Yet, most training programs completely overlook targeted mobility work. Too many of you are overemphasizing raw strength and endurance, banking on traditional static stretching to keep you loose. Let's be clear, that approach is largely ineffective for performance. In fact, holding static stretches right before an event can actually decrease your force production and drop your running speed by up to 3%. When you feel tight, that's rarely a simple flexibility issue. It's usually a neurological protective response. Your nervous system is flagging weakness, overuse, or flawed movement mechanics. So let's break down the difference between flexibility and mobility. Flexibility is simply your muscle tissue's ability to elongate, much like stretching a rubber band. Mobility, on the other hand, is the integrated ability of a joint to move freely through its complete range of motion. It's built on four pillars: joint range of motion, muscle tension and strength, neuromuscular control, and the health of the surrounding tissue. When that mobility gets restricted, your body will compensate. You'll fall into inefficient movement patterns, which directly leads to power loss, technique breakdown, and ultimately, injury. But proper mobility training retrains your nervous system. It teaches your brain to recognize those new ranges of motion as safe, unlocking fluid, powerful movement. Now, let's look at sport-specific demands. Every discipline requires unique mobility patterns that dictate your efficiency and power. In the water, thoracic extension and shoulder mobility are non-negotiable. You need them to hold a streamlined position and generate real stroke power. Pay attention to your alignment here. A mere 2-inch drop in shoulder and elbow alignment can slash your swimming power by 30%. And if you spend your days at a desk, your thoracic mobility is already compromised. That makes daily mobility maintenance absolutely non-negotiable. Moving to the bike, your positioning drastically affects both your power output and the quality of your transition to the run. Get that aero position properly optimized, and you can save up to 70 watts over a 10-mile effort compared to an upright stance. But here's the catch. Your positioning must be customized to your specific mobility limits. Copying another rider's setup guarantees inefficiency and discomfort. On the run, it's all about ankle mobility and hip and thoracic rotation. These dictate your running economy. Implement dynamic warm-ups that target hip mobility, and you will see significant improvements in both sprint performance and stride efficiency. Leave those areas stiff, and you'll force your body into energy-draining compensation patterns that dramatically increase your injury risk. So, how do we build this foundation? Effective mobility training requires a structured approach centered on the three S's: soft tissue work, targeted stretching, and strengthening. Start with joint-by-joint assessments to hunt down hidden limitations. Pair that with core activation drills, like hollow rock holds for trunk stability, and dynamic control exercises like side shuffles to boost elasticity and motor control. And make sure you're incorporating 2 to 3 functional strength sessions every week. You need to address the underlying weaknesses that are actually causing that tightness in the first place. Remember, consistency is what transforms your movement patterns. Research confirms it. Just 10 weeks of structured mobility work, performed 5 days a week, can completely retrain a restricted athlete into a fluid, efficient mover. Daily integration is where the magic happens. Start your mornings with a focused 10-minute routine. Dynamic stretches, sport-specific movement patterns, and resistance band work will prime your nervous system for the day's training. During work breaks, alternate between sitting and standing. This simple habit combats posture-related stiffness and keeps your running mechanics awareness sharp. And for evening recovery, hold static stretches for 30 to 60 seconds post-training. Focus on the calves, hamstrings, quadriceps, hips, and thoracic spine for maximum effect. Pair that stretching with contrast therapy, foam rolling, and prioritize sleep. Aim for 6 to 8 hours at night, supplemented by 10 to 25 minute power naps to optimize tissue repair and recovery. Let's lock in the critical takeaways. First, mobility is a trainable skill. It combines joint range, strength, and nervous system adaptation. It is not just passive stretching. Second, sport-specific mobility directly dictates your power output, energy efficiency, and injury risk across the swim, bike, and run. Third, replace pre-event static stretching with dynamic, movement-based warm-ups to preserve your speed and force production. Fourth, address tightness by strengthening weak muscles and improving neuromuscular control, rather than just overstretching. Fifth, consistency matters. Integrate brief, targeted mobility sessions into your morning routines, work breaks, and evening recovery protocols. Ultimately, a holistic approach combining mobility, functional strength, and strategic recovery is your most reliable path to peak triathlon performance and long-term athlete longevity. Train smart, move well, and see you at the starting line.